those of the host hardly reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
And as normal, we have another great show for you today. And with this said, we here at Sovereign Minds would first like to wish each and every one of you a very, very Merry Christmas. And may you, as Fox says, have a long and prosperous life there. So now, let's look at some news threads that are going on right here. Nate, you got a couple. Why don't you touch on those real quick?
All right. Well, the Obama administration, they've launched a lawsuit against BP and eight other companies. And it's kind of funny they haven't included Halliburton in it.
Yeah.
When they were the biggest company that they think they caused the problem.
Yeah. Oh, so basically that's what it turns out to be.
That's kind of a little suspicious to me, I think.
Very much so. Yeah.
And then Goldman Sachs, this just came out that the Fed's buying billions of dollars of their mortgage security.
The Feds?
Yeah. So the Federal Reserve.
Wait a minute here. We got China owns one part, and the Feds are buying up their own debt.
Right. We got a. Elites, they're talking about when the Fed starts owning or buying up debt, that's when when to start looking for the door.
And that's very true. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you can see this happening out there each and every day. Now, you had another one out there that we were talking about a lot earlier about the tax. What was that one on the tax issue there that you were talking about?
Oh, well, just with the Obamacare?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's getting
a little out of hand as far as I'm concerned. You know?
Right, well, just we got a couple, there's a line in.
Uh-huh.
In the Obamacare,
yeah,
and it says, the tax imposed under this section shall not be treated as a tax.
Wait a minute. It says, the tax imposed shall not be treated as a tax. What else could they treat it as?
They called it a tax, so I don't know.
that's crazy. That's real crazy. Okay, I'm going to touch on North Korea, as you know out there, as telling us if we have a live fire drill out there, or South Korea has a live fire drill, they're going to definitely respond back. This sounds like a setup deal to me.
Right, South Korea is going ahead with it too. They just said so. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
There's a lot of push and shove and going on right now.
This can get deep. You know, this is one incident in the world where I am worried seriously about some type of nuclear confrontation and pushing us on into something.
They
like
got
that.
Nukes.
Yep, they do. Khyber Tribal Region also in Pakistan and everything. Also, this is an area where the CIA has been doing a lot of covert operations, and they've had three drone strikes inside Pakistani territory that's all killed 54 people already. That's interesting. Well, actually, the Pakistani government, as far as I'm concerned, really doesn't want to get rid of the Taliban because it helps them against India. This is a well-known fact. And the president and the military are kind of having their little tits and tats right there, too. Also, U.S. and Mexico border region, 30,000 people since 2006 has been killed in the drug wars down there. I mean, this is getting way bad on our border. And this is an open border, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people down there, and even the Border Patrol is worried about it.
But there's beheadings. I mean, this is really, really bad. They're killing people that are coming over there. They're emptying out their insides, filling them with drugs.
Uh-huh.
Putting them in cars like they're just passed out drunk, and then bringing them back over the border.
Definitely, so, yeah. I've heard the same thing. That's interesting. You know, here they are. They're doing the same thing they did in Vietnam. Clean the body out, fill it with heroin or something, and bring it back in.
Old tricks.
This is old tricks. perfect. Old tricks, definitely. Also, ladies and gentlemen, this is something you might not have heard. A Mexican drone aircraft, like the ones we use, Predator, things of this nature, crashed in Texas near El Paso. And the U.S. federal authorities are now investigating that. What is happening here? You know, here they are turning around and checking us out now.
I'm sure we have drones going over there, too, as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've had them in the North State.
On our border, absolutely. So.
Yeah. No. And also on Julian Assange, they're going to try to extradite him to the U.S. I think that's nothing new there.
He's not even American, so why, you know?
Exactly. What are they going to do? You take a person that's not a citizen, bring him to the country, and then prosecute him? Now, I agree he has done some things here, you know. But at the same time, we should have an open dialogue between the people of the United States and the government.
And people think he's given up all this, you know, sensitive information.
A lot of
it's known, but a lot of it shows the atrocities that are really happening over there, and it shouldn't be defended at all. Mm-hmm. And when our country is doing something terrible in our name and giving us a bad name, I think we should really know about
that. We should definitely know about it.
And I know it shouldn't be hidden.
Yeah. The only thing I don't want him to do is put something that's going to get our soldiers killed out there. Obviously. We've all been soldiers. We know where we're coming there. Also, in America today, 2.2 million people are now incarcerated in America right now. I wonder what the prison nation comes from, you know? That's pretty interesting. Also, this is something probably most of you don't know, that the FBI is now training. Okay, here we go. The FBI is now training garbage collectors to report suspicious activity to them. Okay, we got InfraGuard, we got Snap Scout. Now we got our garbage collectors.
That iPhone new app for iPhone.
Oh, yeah, tell us more about that.
It has about 9 different apps, and it's for suspicious people or anything. They have even environmental terrorism.
Yeah.
And it's pretty crazy. It's just a totally Orwellian nation right now. I mean, George Orwell.
Good word. Good word to use. George Orwell had it right when he wrote the Big Brother book, basically 1984.
Go read that.
Yeah, everybody should need to read that. It's very, very important. Here's something about the TSA, a TSA employee. They found 10,000 child porn images found on this ex-TSA employee's website.
Right. And at first when they came out, they said they couldn't even store them. That's what the company was saying. And then it came out that actually they've stored tens of thousands of them.
That's right.
So when does this line, when do we get tired of it? That's what I wonder.
Yeah, very true.
I mean, also with the TSA, with Walmart, with Janet Napolitano, if you go in there and they're saying.
That's crazy what's going
on. On the telescreens now, just saying, tell on your neighbor if you see anybody suspicious. And TSA has been spotted doing security around there.
Yeah, definitely. And they have, it's funny, they got 17 states doing the Walmart thing right now, hanging the monitors out there saying basically tell on your neighbors, you know. I mean, what are they going to do? They got everybody out there doing it now. Are they going to have our Boy Scouts and our Cub Scouts and our Girl Scouts doing the same thing here?
Well, it's different, though, because the government is supposed to be the one that everybody's watching.
That's right.
And we're supposed to be able to have private lives.
That's right.
And now it's 100% backwards.
All right. The privacy and free speech is just...
But the government is the one that we don't know what's going on with.
That's right.
So it's 100%. It's 180
degrees
backwards right now.
Well, you know, anytime you're getting ready to do something in any type of special operations, and those of you that are members of special operations out there in special forces know this, you create a diversion before you do something. And that's what I see happening right now all over the world. In our media, everything, a major diversion happening right now. Also in the news today, we have oil prices over going to $92 a barrel up here as the dollar once again falls against the euro. Interesting, it seems that the dollar is keeping on falling and falling here. Now, I believe in America, all of us do here. You know, we want a good, strong country and everything, but what's happening is getting way out of hand.
You can't be strong when the bankers control you.
That's right. We also have Chris Hedges, a Pulitzer Prize winner, says that the U.S. military and economic empire could collapse at any time if things keep going the way they are. This is a Pulitzer Prize winner, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't Chandler. This isn't Nate. This is me. This is somebody out there that really knows what's going on. And also, the Daily Mail has now reported that the real U.S. unemployment figures is right around 22% nationally.
California is probably about 33%.
Yeah, I would have to say that, too.
Schwarzenegger just got that carbon tax for us.
Oh, boy, they're really going to tax us up, aren't they? But that's nothing new, you know. Also, I want to talk about something here about the Great Depression real quick in a news flash here. During the Great Depression, over a five-year period, our prices fell for our houses 25.9%. Okay, here we are in the United States, and since 2006, it's fell 25%. Does that start to ring a bell here? It looks like we're going into a depression instead of a double-dip recession. And then drugs have been found in our drinking water. Antibiotics, anticonvulsants, mood stabilizers, sex hormones, and more have been found in over 41 million Americans' water supplies this year, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, think about that.
If you look, I mean, fluoride.
And
fluoride's
we're talking
in
about chemtrails.
Fluoride's been in it for a long time, but John Holdren, the science czar, I mean, if you read his book, he talks about sterilizing us through our water.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. I read that material myself. So, you know, and we're worried about chemtrails here, too, you know. I mean, they're hitting you from every possible way that they can.
Every way.
And, yes, we've seen the baseline studies and the facts on the chemtrails. Very interesting. So, with that said, you know, we're going to get on with the rest of the show here. And first, one thing I want to talk about here real quick, I want to talk about the comments that we've been getting, phone calls and emails and things of this about our show. We want to thank you people out there very, very much. And especially those of you that have left other shows and come to us. You know, I mean, it's kind of hard when you listen to a radio show and then the person turns around and says right at the beginning of the radio show, if you're not listening to me and talking to me, you're part of the problem. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have time to say that because we're not that smart. We're just here giving you the information and letting you decide.
Look everything up, we say. Just usually you can just Google it with just a few keywords. Yep. And I just suggest please do because that's how we go. I woke up personally, so I tried to prove it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is history.
My wife said the same thing. Well, I didn't believe this until, I'll be dang, all of a sudden the facts started slapping us in the face. What do you do? Right. You know, we've been alive 56 years, and we've been watching this gradually taking away all of our, you know, a lot of our freedoms, so freedom of speech, you know, our privacy, everything else. Okay, you know, the first 30 minutes or so, we're gonna sit here and talk about healthcare, the Obama healthcare and things like that. And during the last 30 minutes of our show, we're going to be playing our pre-recorded 30-minute interview with, as far as I am concerned, the top trendsetter, forecaster, author, research, and more, Gerald Celente. And boy, does he tell it like it is. I mean, I got excited during this 30-minute thing. We came in early to do it last week and everything, and he just tells it like it is. And I advise everybody to listen very close to what he has to say, and he he has a lot to say, that's for sure. So, you know,
let's get into the Obamacare.
He's going to talk about, you know, things that are going to happen. Okay. No Obamacare. Nate, let's start this off with you.
Well, one thing is, I mean, it's kind of weird. You get $5,000 a year if you're single, Obamacare. You get $5,000
for a year.
Every year. If your family's $10,000, so.
I've got a question for
rationing.
You on that $5,000. Let's say if you don't use your first $5,000, does that accumulate so you have got 10 grand the next year?
That's a good question.
That's really good. I don't think it does, and I've talked to
a
few politicians.
It.
They said no.
Yep.
You know, so for those of you that are getting sick, you better use that while you can because it doesn't roll over to the next year, you know.
Which will prompt people to go in there with little illnesses, which is going to just pack the hospitals and nobody will get care.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's unfortunate because that's what it's coming to. A lot of people, instead of going to doctors, they're known that their coverage and everything isn't there, so they go to an emergency room, which raises our health care. But I'll tell you one study that I did personally. We watched a man and a woman go into a, and this is a planned situation, go into emergency rooms right here in our county, went in there for the exact same thing, and the man came out with a bill over $700-something, and the woman's bill was around $500-something. Exact same care, in there at exactly the same time, came out with two different bills, same medication and everything. What's wrong with that picture?
Yes, the problem, government gets into it, and then everybody just says, well, just charge the max.
Yeah,
and
what happened to this equality in healthcare thing, you know, that they
talk
about?
Well, just people get into medicine, I think, because they're generally good and want to help people, and so they're not worried about the money. I mean, I think a lot of doctors are now, but I don't think, I think there's a lot of good people that will help you without charging you if need be.
Yeah.
You know, pay what you can if you can.
You know, you got a chicken, bring it in, we're going to help you. That's what we need to go back to.
Right.
People that are willing to help people in the medical profession.
They're not worried about getting paid.
They're not worried about the corporate issue here. They're looking at what they can do to help mankind. Isn't that why you guys became doctors to begin with? I know money is part of it, but what happened to your oath of, you know, helping those in need?
And now they don't even swear an oath anymore, a Hippocratic oath.
Really?
They don't make them swear those anymore.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's amazing. You know, something I want to touch on here with this Obama healthcare is the fines. Now, this sounds a little bit ridiculous to me. I mean, you know, I'm not a rich person. None of us are here rich. You know, there are those that out there. I've actually had people say, we need more rich people in this country. Let's make it what goes around. Not really. It's the poor people that work for those people that make the world go around. That middle class, which is they're trying to just shut down right now, it seems like. You know, and I've been in all those sectors myself.
Right. Greed is the you know, it's a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's always the poor fighting the rich.
Yeah. One of the things they were talking about, the penalties for not signing up and having insurance. I mean, we sound like we're cars now. If you don't have insurance, you're going to get fined. I mean, the poor people of this country and even the middle class. And people can't afford that now.
You've nailed it. That's all it is. It's a power grab. It's just another power grab trying to get the federal government more control over our lives.
That's right.
Period.
I agree.
And that's what it is.
And now they've come in these insurance companies that jumped right on this bandwagon And they're backing this up a thousand.
They wrote the bill.
That's right.
These insurance companies, they're the ones that wrote the bill.
That is exactly right. Well, the penalties for failing to do so would start at $750 a year, it says here. Now I'm reading direct right here. For individuals, $1,500 for families and households making more than three times the federal poverty level, excuse me, about $66,000 for a family of four, would pay the maximum fine of $3,800. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and it's all employers must auto-enroll all their employees on a government program.
But also in part of this bill, what else are they hitting us with? The bank and the government now could go direct into your bank and pull money out of your bank account. I mean, what happens if you're counting on this money to pay your rent? Your food, something like this, for your children. It's Christmas time. Maybe you want to buy a Christmas present next year. And all of a sudden you go to that accountant. Uncle Sam said, hey, wait a minute. We needed that money. You didn't do this and you didn't do that, so we're going to take this
What if you need food on your table for your little kids?
I'm very adamant about telling people, store food right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is a very important time. It's like the Great Depression.
Along with gold and silver, food prices are going up.
Oh, yeah.
And up and up.
They expect them to go up 100%.
Oh, yeah, and just keep on going.
Yeah, and, thank God that even where I live, me and my family, we turned around and got things going. Okay, we need to go to a break right now, and this is Sovereign Minds at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 AM.
The Hunt.
Hello, this is William Whitecrow, and here we are right now. We're going to go on ahead and go to the pre-recording thing with Gerald Salente.
Gerald.
Yes, Gerald, not Gerald. We've made that mistake. And get right to what's going on with him. There's a few other issues we want to talk about, but we'll get on that with our next show or the one after. So here we go with pre-recorded with the nation's top trendsetter and forecaster. Okay, hello, this is William Whitecrow from Sovereign Minds, and we've got a special guest for you tonight. And, Nate, you go ahead and take over from there.
Yes, we have special guest Gerald Salente. He's director of Trends Research Institute, publisher of Trends Journal. He's the author of Trends 2000 and Trends Tracking. Welcome to Sovereign Minds, Gerald.
Hey, thanks, guys.
So, yeah, you've been right on many, many different occasions about... Just to name a few is the 87 stock crash, the dot-com bubble, and the panic of 08. So I got a question for you. Where do you see our current trend heading?
Well, the economic trend is heading downward. We're going into the greatest depression, and you're not going to get out of it by printing digital money not worth the paper it's not printed on. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. And this is global. The European Union is breaking up as we speak. There are riots going on throughout Europe. Students are protesting in England, in Italy, in Ireland, in Spain. This is the beginning of a major, major global economic crisis, and it's not going to be fixed by printing more fake money. It's as simple as that.
I agree. I agree on that. I'm watching that in our own communities every single day. Things are just getting worse and worse and worse. What would you advise the average American to do in that?
Well, first of all, the people better stand up and speak out because they're going to be shut down really quick.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing it with this latest Homeland Security scam of Walmart shoppers. Beware, somebody's going to rat you out. What they've done first is a subjugation of society. First, they stole our money, and they distributed among their friends, as we're finding out now with the new information that has been revealed as a result of the Dodd-Frank bill, that the Federal Reserve has lent, spent, and guaranteed over $13 trillion. It's like us sitting at a table and playing a hand of cards, and two players are passing cards under the table. And that's what they've been doing with trillions of dollars that they've been passing to their buddies over in the European banks, McDonald's, General Electric, hedge funds, who else? Verizon, let's see.
MSNBC.
Private equity firms, banks, at basically zero interest rates.
Wow.
And all of the guys that, hey, it's good for us.
Right. It's funny how that always happens. It's always for the best of the population, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because here's the deal. It's really simple. And people better grow up and get it straight. This is what the politicians, your congressmen, your senators, your legislators and your secretaries of this and that and president are telling you. Get up in the morning, I don't care what time it is, 5:30 in the morning, take care of the kids. One of the kids is sick, it's too bad. Get somebody to watch the kid. Take that lousy commute that you hate, that you can't stand every day that you have to do, and go to work at a job that you hate more than the commute, but you take it because you need the benefits and you need some income.
Right.
And stay late. And I don't want to hear any back talk. And then when you get home, pop something in the microwave that's as nutritious as a can of Diet Coke, and then call it a day. And by the way, give me all your money.
Right. Work for me for 4 months out of the year for free, please.
Exactly. What 4 months? Work. You're working every day of your life.
That's right. That's right. Right. Definitely. What do you think about the food situation that's going on out there right now?
I'm sorry, the what?
The food situation, you know, GMOs and all that.
Oh, it's disgusting. Listen, I'm Italian. I know what good food is.
I bet you would.
You know, I get a kick out of it, too. They passed this new Senate 510.
Right.
And you know, the Food Modernization Act is some baloney like
that's
that.
That's crazy.
And what it is, this goes back to what I was talking about, where the rules, they tell you what to do, how to do it, but look what happened when a half a billion eggs are recalled. What was the name of that place out in Iowa? You know, they call it a factory farm. These are chicken food concentration camps.
Right, you're right. I worked on one for a long time when I was a child, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I love the names they call them, like, you know, Sunnyvale Farms, you know.
The Federal Reserve.
Cloverdale Farms. How about Auschwitz Farms?
Right, there you go.
And
so anybody that doesn't know the hand that feeds them, to me, deserves to get what they get. Mm-hmm. I don't buy corporate food.
Right, that's the whole
Everything
problem.
Everything I buy local. I'm up here in the Hudson Valley. I buy grass-fed beef.
Mm-hmm.
I buy all the local vegetables I can. Mm-hmm. And when I was married, I have been married for a long time, but when I was, we used to can everything that we grew in our garden.
Yeah, there you go.
So the food situation is only going to get worse. It's killing people's brains as well as their bodies.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole problem. People are going to the corporations way too much, and we need to just get local.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
People
with that.
You won't have to deal with millions and millions of chickens. You know, if you go to the local level. So.
Yeah, you're right. What we've been preaching out here, to be honest with you, is buy within 50 miles of your home. I mean, if everything crashes, you're not going to be able to travel all over the place and everything. You're gonna. What do you say about that?
I think it's great.
Okay.
Here's the slogan for the Trends Journal for 2011.
Okay.
You're never going to be free until you break the chains. Break the chains. Buy local, bank local.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's true. Words have never been spoken.
You got it. I agree. That's what we do. We try to, you know, practice what you preach. I mean, that's the name of the game.
You wouldn't catch me dead in a Walmart.
So
I wouldn't go in that joint. You know, it's like going into a large self-storage unit and picking up food, you know.
So
I wouldn't
true.
Go in any of these places. I don't support them. I won't buy Chinese. I try to buy first local and then American. And if we don't support each other and do business with each other, we're toast. There are 312 million of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough business to go around here where we could all do very well. But the multinationals and these disgusting politicians have sold the nation out.
I agree. And they're going to continue to do that. I don't see any changes in that trend at all.
The only changes that could come about is when the people stand up. And we believe right now there are about 20% of the population they're ready to think for themselves, speak for themselves, and take action. There are 20% of the population that know that the jig is up, and that they're getting robbed in front of their own eyes, and that their future is being sold out from underneath them. And there are 20% of the population that have had it and aren't going to take it anymore. So they have to become involved locally, practice what you preach, and demand the truth and morality. And when I speak of morality, we're fighting immoral wars in countries we have no business being in.
Yes.
All under the guise of terrorism and lies. There were no weapons of mass destruction. There were no ties to Al-Qaeda. And George Bush is out there walking his book at over 1 million sold already. I want to see war crime tribunals. I want to know who knew what when. I want the truth. His family's no better than mine. If I break the law comes down on me.
That's right.
I want to know the facts. I'm not saying he's a war criminal. I want to know who knew what when and why we're wasting our trillions of dollars overseas, pumping it into the military-industrial complex while our country's going broke.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there. And, you know, I think it's more than 20%, to be honest with you. There's a lot of people out there that aren't really saying it, but we just did a viewing of the chemtrail situation, and we had about 500 people show up. This is out of a community that normally wouldn't come to these things. We got so many American people out there tired of what's going on, and your words coming out to them like you were doing is making a massive difference.
Yeah, people are waking up every single day, and it's because of people like you that are giving everybody the knowledge that they never normally would find.
Well, thank you.
And so,
by the way, that's why we do it.
Right.
We get letters every day from people thanking them for both empowering them and also giving them the insights and intuition to bring themselves to higher levels, be inventive. They're coming out with new products, new ideas. We're inspiring people, and that's the purpose of our work. Not to make people afraid, but to show them what the future may look like and how to prepare for it, the opportunities that lie ahead in businesses. Matter of fact, when we talk about food before, one of the top trends in 2011 is going to be there's a fortune to be made in food,
yeah.
In real food. And as you point out, there are more than 20% of the people.
Oh, yeah.
And so those are the kind of things that we do that makes it really worth the value of doing what we do.
So if you had one thing, what would be on the top of your radar right now? What are you most concerned about?
Oh, I'm concerned about, you know, people ask me, when will I leave this country? And when my freedom is gone.
Good question.
And it's coming close.
It is.
I never felt it as I do now, considering what they do, as I mentioned. First they steal your money, and then they humiliate and subjugate you, as they do with TSA.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine, who made this up? You know, a guy's going to feel me up.
No, that isn't going to
happen. What nitwit in the government of TSA said it's okay for another guy to feel another guy up? I mean, who made this up?
That's
and
a good
I have a friend of mine, she's in her, she's probably about 80 now, she was a teenager when the Nazis, she's French, and a friend of a very dear friend, and she's Parisian. And I asked her one time, I said, Martine, I said, you come from a very, very well-to-do family and very educated. She went to Sorbonne, her family, and I said, you must have known the Germans were going to take over France. You must have seen it coming.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, Gerald, she said, the people that stayed behind thought they had too much to leave behind.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget those words.
Yeah.
Because if my freedom is going to be taken away from me, I'm not staying here.
And I think that's
and I'm not going to die for a cause.
And that's the reason why a lot of people aren't waking up, because they won't look at it objectively, because they have a lot to lose.
Yeah, they want to stay in their comfort.
They might work for the system or whatever it may be, but they still won't look at it objectively, like I said.
Well, people need to learn to step out of that comfort zone that we've been taught to stay in. You know, we got a little box with walls that they put us in, and we've accepted that, and it's time to step away from that.
Right.
Any adult that listens to a politician and believes them deserves what they get.
I agree.
You know, I have respect for a handful, Ron Paul being one of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to have it for Kucinich, but no longer, since he took the ride on Obama's plane and sold the people out on health care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But aside from Ron Paul, you know, I can't really identify anybody else.
Well, it's part of the good old boys network. That's why. You know, I mean.
Well, you know, I used to be, in my younger days, when I, at a graduate school, I used to run political campaigns in Westchester County in New York. And they sent me up to Albany. They were grooming me. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. So I got to see what it looked like firsthand and up front.
Uh-huh.
It was the worst job I ever had in my life.
Wow.
To watch grown men grovel and suck up all day is a really, really, it's a disgusting spectacle. And my buddy, I'd be, you know, I was in my 20s. I'd be talking in the back of the chamber, chit-chatting about this or that. A senator would walk in, and my friend would leave me like a little puppy dog and follow the senator to pull out his chair to help him sit down.
Yeah.
And then my friend would come back, and I'd say, what's the matter? The cat had trouble sitting down by himself. He needs some help.
Very.
And, you know, so it wasn't a place for me. But I, in a way, I was also a government affairs specialist for many years in D.C., and I got to see it at that level, too. So I know what it looks like.
Yeah,
and
money,
that's why I disdain it so much.
Money, yeah,
the people
money.
That you're looking, that people are looking up to, are the same people they couldn't stand in high school and college that wanted to be the class presidents and the head of the student council.
How true! That is so true. I've seen that happen many times, over and over and over again, and it's still happening. It's crazy out there. What's going on?
The same exact people: the brown nosers, the suck ups,
the bullies,
the insincere glad handers. The ones that will rat you out in a second.
Oh, there's an old song out there. It's called Smiling Faces.
Yep.
By in a group. And I believe in that song so much. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within.
These are the same people. They follow their career course. They wanted to tell you what to do in high school and college. They couldn't get away with it.
Uh-huh.
Now you could call them senators, congressmen, presidents, and secretaries.
You're right. You're 100% right, Nate.
Well, these people they put in power, too, obviously they work for the system. So if you do them favors, you know, for little jobs on the side, then they'll give you positions.
Again, those are the suck-ups and the brown noses, the guy that used to pull out the chair to help the senator sit down. He's
right.
Still brown-nosing and sucking up. You know, I have a belief in the hereafter. And one of my lines is that the moment of death is the moment of truth.
Very true. I agree with you 100%.
And when you're at that level, you know, people say you come into this world alone, you leave it alone. And at that last moment, those last moments of life, only you know whether or not you're the person you claim to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're there at that point and you know that you lied to yourself and everybody else, to me that's hell.
Yeah, it is. It is. It really is, because you can't lie to yourself.
Right.
Exactly. And particularly when you're dying.
Yeah, do you want to look back and how do you want to look at your life? And we have an opportunity to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
We can go and we can live our lives right now to make sure we look back and say it was positive.
That's right, because to me that's what hell would be.
Yeah.
Hell would be for me knowing that I wasn't the person I claimed to be.
Well, you know, you got a studio here full of veterans, and each one of us that are doing this, Chandler, Nate, myself, White Crow, we're all ex-veterans. We served this country. We went and fought. And then we come back to this country and we see this happening. What would you have to say to a lot of the veterans out there right now?
What I would say to them, that more than any group to stand up and take a position, it could not happen better than coming from you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I have buddies that are Vietnam vets. And I didn't go. And I made no bones about it. And it wasn't even that I had a philosophical disbelief. I just couldn't imagine myself with a lot of weight on my back and a gun going through patties, you know, rice patties.
Oh, yeah, it was hard.
It wasn't in my DNA. You know, it's as simple as that, you know. But having said that, considering, you know, these chicken hawks out there that are always willing to send somebody else to go do
That's
their
right.
dirty work, well, they're a bunch of cowards.
You're the guys that could
straighten them out.
Right. Well, we're trying.
Yeah, that's what I do not like. They get all the privileges. They get to go to all the schools to get to inherit all these companies, and then they sell us to go to their bogus war.
Well, they get
exactly.
Yeah, they're totally.
And you're the guys that need to. You're the people that the nation will follow more than anybody, because when it comes from you, it's the truth.
Thank you.
And you've been there, you know what it looks like, and you know the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's so obvious once you wake up. I mean, it's just so blatant.
You can't go back to sleep once you woke up.
Right.
It's like, wow, what is really happening here, you know?
You don't know. You're a kid.
Yeah, that's right. That golden age.
Who knows? You don't know.
Yeah.
And now it's just they'll pay you. They give people money, go in, so they make it really hard in the economy, so they have nowhere to turn. Turn to the government, they say.
Well, I agree with that. What they do is they grab you between that golden age of 18 and 20-something years old, when really isn't much going on for you in life because you don't have the maturity and the instinct to know what's going on. Then they suck you right into the military machine, and then the way things change from that point on.
And then you're a you're a young guy too.
That's
you
right.
You have testosterone, you know, ripping through your body.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, and they harness it and they exploit it. You know, I'm not a pacifist.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not by a long shot.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, you're a black belt.
You know, I'm a close combat black belt. I've been practicing for a lot of years.
Well.
Somebody wants to try to take my life. You know, somebody's going to die here, and it's not going to be me.
That's when I say, "Let's get it on." You know.
You know. Yeah.
I agree with you.
I'm not. And if it need be, you know, I'll be the first to go. But this is a lot of baloney.
Uh-huh.
Major General Smedley Butler said, "It's a racket."
Yeah.
And he was the most decorated Marine in history until he died.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
And as a matter of fact, anyone listening. Contact us at trendsjournal.com. Go to our request reform over there, and we'll send you the Spring Trends Journal, which is all about the coming Great War.
Yes.
And how we want to stop it before it happens. And there's a whole story of Butler in there and Eisenhower, of course, because here's what the deal is. After everything else fails, they take you to war.
Oh, yeah.
And they're ready to take us to war. And what you're seeing going on in Europe is a prelude to it.
I agree. I got people
from Ireland. Social systems are breaking down. And they're going to teach us to hate somebody else.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Look how they taught us how to hate those Vietnamese. Uh-huh. And now I see Hillary Clinton over there telling them that we're going to protect them in their battle with China over the Spratly Islands.
You know, we did that before, and what happened? You know, look at what happened to thousands and thousands of American men and women over there and things like that. I am so tired of them putting our American people, our young youth, out there in this war machine and watching them come back crippled, maimed, mentally, you know, screwed up in their head because it's what's happened to them. At young age, they've just destroyed their life. They're not taught, who are you? Go find who you are. This is what we do. This is a machine. Go out there, fight for us. We want our money. You know, right now our planet I see is on major global resource control. What do you see?
Yeah, you know, it's the banks are in control of the whole deal.
Right, it's perpetual war,
mm-hmm.
And that's what they want.
And the banks are in control of the whole system.
They want us to fear
with these latest revelations about where our money went to.
Mm-hmm.
And Wall Street has hijacked Washington.
With the Rothschilds at the top.
All of them. The Goldman Sachs gang.
Yeah.
There's an article in Sunday's New York Times in the magazine section, and it's entitled "The Least Hated Banker in America," and it's this guy Jamie Dimon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know the New York Times calls itself the paper of record. When you read this story, it's the toilet paper of record.
Very
the guy
true.
That wrote the story, as you're reading on and on and on, he has a little disclaimer. That his mommy and Jamie Dimon's mommy and daddy are the best of friends.
Okay.
And then you really should go there. Go to the New York Times Magazine Sunday, and look up Dimon, D-I-M-O-N, and read the story, and then read the comments.
I'm going to do that as soon as we're done here. That's for sure.
9 out of 10 comments, they want to hang this guy.
Uh huh.
Well, how speaking
it got
of-
up to 138 comments. And the toilet paper record stopped the comments from coming in. They were so disastrous.
Speaking of hanging people, what do you take on the Assange situation, the WikiLeaks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can you imagine this? Interpol. I mean, check it out. Interpol looking for this guy, arresting him, under the allegations, and I've read everything that I could get my hands on about this.
Yeah, me too.
That he may not have used a condom or broke one intentionally. I'd be doing time probably for about 30 times over.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Every guy I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very true, very true.
Meanwhile, they're sending predator drones, the CIA, into Pakistan, extrajudicial killings.
Yep.
The wars are raging in Afghanistan. The war still goes on in Iraq.
Right.
How many Americans have been killed so far because of this war? What, almost 4,500 in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
over what? How many?
Well over a thousand
in Afghanistan,
yeah.
1,500 or so. How about all these banks that are robbing us blind? And here they are, they're arresting a guy because he didn't use a rubber Yeah. I mean, come on.
Instead of talking about the information that he let out.
Yeah, that's
exactly. True. And the information is this. Oh, by the way, go to our website, trendsjournal.com. Go to the media blog. I was on Fox a week ago. They had a CIA guy there, you know, and four other people ganging up against me.
Of course.
Because I was saying that I was all in favor of these WikiLeaks. He's doing no different than the
Kennedy.
New York Times did with the Pentagon Papers. He didn't steal the information.
Right.
He's just putting it out there. And the information is this. The world leaders, Berlusconi, Sarkozy, Obama, Merkel, you go down the list, they're a bunch of buffoons, crooks, liars, thieves, lowlifes and suck-ups, and that's what the WikiLeaks are proving.
That's right.
These are words from our diplomats.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they're saying. This is what they're doing. They want to cover it up because, as I said before, these are the same people in high school and college that were the incompetents and the inepts that only wanted to tell us what to do. They're now in the position of doing it. And that's what the WikiLeaks are doing.
That's
They're
right.
exposing the levels of thievery, corruption, criminality, the buffoons, the lightweights, the suck-ups, and the lowlives that are calling themselves presidents and prime ministers.
What this man is doing right here is exactly what President Kennedy said in his speech. We are not supposed to shun away from all these tyrannies and all of this stuff and disinformation. We're supposed to get the information. We're supposed to put it out to the people for the truth, because this government is supposed to be run by us, the people, not the politicians. But right now, it's the other way around. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, an individual such as yourself, you're a true patriot for this country. You have people out there, you're waking up people, you're touching their hearts in ways that most people can't. And we're just totally proud that you were able to, you know, come on our show and everything and talk and say the things you've had, because this does make a difference, sir. It makes a big difference.
Well, thank you. And so do you. And all of us together, we could have the kind of country that we deserve.
One that
brings it back to a time when it was a nation of quality and courage, a nation of morality and beauty, instead of this bottom-line mentality, an ongoing war, fear, and terror. And by the way, beauty is the antidote to fear, and that's all they're instilling upon us. Beauty doesn't lie in the eye of the beholder. It lies in the behavior. And we need to, for this country to come back the way it should be, we have to bring those aspects of life back. Every person needs to regain their dignity and think for themselves and not have anyone else think for them.
Yeah, I agree. Go,
yeah.
Nate.
I think this country's full of dependency now, and the government wants that.
Yeah.
And so that's why they're trying to dumb down our population, and that's why every aspect that we look at, they're attacking us at.
Every single aspect.
Right. It's our food. It's our entertainment, everything that we look at, they're attacking us. And so it's up to us to get that word out, that the right
you,
word.
You veterans, my line is that anybody, you know, that any of these politicians that want to go to war, Obama, I'm on Twitter. Twitters are the borscht belt of the one line of the 21st century. I love them.
Yeah.
And Obama's over in Afghanistan talking about, you know, victory at hand. Well, stay out of the White House, get on the white horse, and let's let these commanders in chief lead the troops. You're going to call yourself a commander in chief, and Gates, you get over there too. Lead the troops.
Yeah, I agree.
Go out there like Napoleon did. Go out there like Alexander the Great. Don't tell me you're a commander-in-chief. Save it for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
go out there and fight. Anybody that wants the war, send your money, send your kids, send yourself, send your wives, or keep your mouth shut.
How many politicians got their kids in the war out there?
Exactly. And how many politicians have fought in the war?
None.
You know, they're big, brave souls. Let Hillary's little baby, Chelsea, get her out there. Put her in the front lines.
Hoo-ah.
And that's what you guys need to say. Get the commander-in-chief over there and get Bush over there, too. Get them all over there.
I agree.
Get them over there. Get them in the front lines. Let them lead the charge or shut their mouths.
And let's see how they come back and how they act when they walk back into this society. You know,
yeah.
It's really interesting. Now, during Vietnam, the people that came back, we didn't get very much respect when we come back. As a matter of fact, the lady that gave me my coffee and my donut took a drink of my coffee and a bite of my donut. And since she was pretty, I said, well, thank you very much. But it was a derogatory statement. Thank God we got people out here right now that are turning around and celebrating these soldiers that are coming back from the wars we're having now. Because these are true patriots.
Yeah, these guys, you know, I mean, like you said, you know, you know the deal.
Oh, yeah.
And they believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being lied to. Every time you hear the word that they're making progress, progress equals stalemate, and the next after that is defeat. Yeah. They're not making progress. They're losing.
Well, especially when the system's working against you, and then you get people, the bankers, funding both sides. And
exactly.
And so how do you fight against it? I mean, we're just...
Same thing as World War II.
They're sending us to our slaughter, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't Papa Bush dealing with the Nazis?
Oh,
Prescott,
yeah, his
Bush.
Bank.
Oh, yeah,
of New York.
Prescott. Yeah, no, Union Bank, yeah.
Union Bank, yeah, exactly. He was, what, vice president at that time? Trading
yeah, yeah,
with
well,
the
what
enemy?
Was it? Didn't he get censored or something?
Oh, yeah.
The great senator? Here's the... If people want to know what's wrong with this country, I narrowed it down into six simple words.
Okay.
Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks.
Wow. Wow.
That's very good.
That's the best words I've heard in a long time there. You know, we just had a situation on home education, and we're proving that this educational system is made to dumb us down.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're part of the elite and you've been groomed up to those spots, you don't have
it.
A chance.
You got it. That's why you go to those schools.
Yep.
And you ask them, and they'll tell you, they're better than everybody.
Right.
They know more than we do, and we would do just fine if we just obey.
Yeah, and I've seen too much of obeying already myself.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling us in. This is Gerald Celente. You can see him at trendsresearch.com.
Definitely.
And we thank you back. Hopefully we can have you again.
And, Gerald, this is William Wycrow. I really want to personally give you just the biggest thanks I could. And if you were here, I'd jump on you and give you the biggest hug I ever gave anybody. And that's just the way it is. You're talking the voice of the real American people, not what we hear on Fox, not what we hear in all these mainstream medias. You're out there telling the truth. And you just gave not only three guys sitting in the studio a huge uplift in energy pump here, but the American people, because this is going on our shows, and we might even use this many, many times, because what you spoke here was the truth, what's happening to America, the American people, and the world at large. Thank you very much.
We thank you from Northern California.
You betcha. Ready?
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You. You have a great day. Hello, this is William Wycrow. What do you think of that? That was amazing. We're going to go right into a quick clip here with our next guest, Jordan Maxwell. And if you don't know who he is, Google him up. Look him up, because the next show is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, get some questions for him.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, here we go.
Keep in mind, too, that what the government, what your government pays for, it gets. If you are paid to do something for the government, they will extract from you exactly what they have paid for. When we understand that, then we look at universities and schools, government-financed institutions of education, and see the kind of students and the kind of education that's being turned out by these government-financed schools. Logic will tell you that if what is being turned out in those schools was not in accord with what the state and the federal government wanted, then it would change it. The bottom line is that the government is getting what they have ordered. They're getting what they have paid for. They do not want your children to be educated. They do not want you to think too much. That is why our country and our world has become so proliferated with entertainments, mass media, game shows, television shows, amusement parks, drugs, alcohol, and every kind of entertainment to keep the human mind entertained so that you don't get in the way of important people by doing too much thinking. You had better wake up and understand that there are people who are guiding your life and you don't even know it. And all American citizens, I think, have suspected something like this is going on. But we're all too busy trying to stay alive and live our lives. And after all, what can one person do about it? One person can do nothing. But a nation educated can do much.
Wow. Wow. What do you think of that? Okay, so next week, as we said, we'll have Jordan Maxwell, like I said before. If you don't know who he is, really Google him up here. Nate, you have anything to say real quick?
Well, he's just, he's been around, he's big in, well, you know, in the alternative media.
Yes.
So like we say, Google him, Just look, he's done a lot of different, he's done a lot of different interviews and everything, so you can go see what he has to say. And yeah. And please call in and
look at the Project Camelot with him, with Kerry. Project really Camelot. Good thing going there. Yeah, okay. Like we said, ladies and gentlemen, this is a must-hear show. And the next show that will be after that will be Inflation Nation. This is going to be one of Nate's specialties here. He's ready to go. He's hot to trot on that. So tune in, like I said, next week.
Also, we have other guests coming up, like Sheriff Richard Mack.
Yes.
He's going to be coming up in the next month. We got
Mark
Oath Keepers, the Steph, what's it, Stewart?
Stewart,
the
yep.
The owner of Oath Keepers coming Oath on. Keepers, that's awesome, yeah. too.
We also have Mark McCandlish coming up, and it's about disclosure and his experience with the extraterrestrial information that he's got from the people in the government themselves. So we got a lot of things going on. That's what our show is here for.
And we want to just say hi to the Tea Party and everybody in Reading. And we want to thank Carl and Linda. And
definitely.
We just want to thank the community for sure, just for listening and...
And supporting us and everything that we've been doing.
Us.
And I want to thank, like I said, you people that have left other radio shows. And you've called us and emailed us and everything and come to our show. I mean, wow, what a pump up that is, you know. And with that said, I want to tell you guys right now, from Sovereign Minds Radio, Merry Christmas. Thank you for everything that you've done in the support, in the phone calls, and the emails, and everything that you've given us. And this is Sovereign Minds at 1460 AM on your dial. And don't forget, you can also stream link us as well at KCNR1460.com if you can't get us on the AM station. And this is a home of Free Fire Radio. So this is William Whitecrow saying, thank you very much from Sovereign Minds crew here, and here we are opening One Mind at a Time.
Do not sit idly by. Do not remain neutral. Do not rely on this broadcast alone. We are only as strong as our signal. There is a war going on for your mind. If you are thinking, you are winning. Resistance is victory. Your weapons are already in hand. Reach within you and find the means by which to gain your freedom. Fight with tools. Your fate and that of everyone you know depends on it.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Of the November 23rd attack by DPRK on the ROK, or willing to accept language to that effect, but there was not unanimity on that point.
Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Senior Democrats are confident the Senate will ratify the new nuclear arms treaty with Russia, but Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will oppose it. He's critical of the treaty's verification system. Also opposed, South Carolina Republican Senator...